Argentina's economy is in trouble. The currency is falling, inflation is rising. Earlier this year, the government defaulted on its debt, refusing to pay some of its creditors after a court ruling in New York. A court ruling in New York. Turns out that a relatively little-known U.S. federal judge has now found himself at the center of an international financial crisis. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Buenos Aires.
So I'm on the street in Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. And pretty much if you stop almost anyone and you ask them this question, they'll know the answer. So who is the judge in New York that everyone talks about here?
Pablo De Luca is a systems engineer, and he responded easily. Judge Thomas P. Grisey, or Gresa, as it's pronounced in Spanish.
Gresa. Es un enemigo. Es un enemigo para nosotros.
Grisey is an enemy for us, he says.
Sale constantemente en la tele, así que estamos abombados de Grisa, 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 Grisa.
Georgina Seguí is an office secretary who says, we are constantly bombarded on TV with the name Grisey, Grisey, Grisey. One of the main people doing the bombarding is Argentina's president, Cristina Fernandez. In her most recent speech, she had this to say about Judge Grisey and the dispute with the hedge funds Argentina owes money to.
Ningún buitre financiero.
No financial vulture nor judicial raptor is going to extort money from this president, she said. In Argentina, there have been endless articles about the judge, who's in his 80s and reportedly plays the harpsichord. His office declined to speak with NPR. The Argentine articles constantly cite a little-known U.S. website called The Robing Room, where lawyers give anonymous reviews of the judges they appear before. Grisey's weren't exactly complimentary, and they have been taken as evidence in Argentina that he is unfit for the job.
These things happen, and all of a sudden, these people become household names.
Alan Siblis is the chair of the Political Economy Department at the National University of General Sarmiento in Buenos Aires. He says, rightly or wrongly, in many ways in Argentina, Grisey has become a symbol of all the problems of the international financial system. He notes that whatever you think of Grisey's position, though, his rulings were supported by the appeals court, and the Supreme Court refused to hear Argentina's case. Argentina defaulted on its debt in 2001. A default is basically when a country declares bankruptcy and can't pay its creditors. At the time, Sibley says, so-called vulture hedge funds swooped in and bought Argentina's bonds, some of which were issued in New York for pennies on the dollar.
These guys really are bottom feeders. They go out there, they buy bonds of countries as they are about to default or after they've defaulted, and then cash in or litigate to cash in on the full amount.
Grisey's ruling supported their claims and has had far-reaching effects. Countries like Mexico have now changed the language in new bond contracts to make it harder for vulture funds to target them. And developing nations are less likely, according to Siblis, to issue their bonds in New York, where they might be vulnerable to one judge's opinions. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.